official proper. We met there next time and start
the second half of this series, which discusses Shehiyah, Hachzara, etc. So we were discussing the question of Bishul when it's not in a Kli Rishon. We saw Befer Shigamot Kli Sheni Einam Avashal. Despite that fact, we learned last week that the Shulchan Aruch himself says that Kli Sheni can be a problem, even Kli Shlishi, with respect to baked goods, despite the fact that it has been baked already. According to some Rishonim, Ein Bishul Achar Afiyah. But the Shulchan Aruch itself says that according to those who claim that Yesh Bishul Achar Afiyah, it's prohibited even in a Kli Sheni. What kind of, why Kli Sheni? Kli Sheni ain't a Mevashel. So we know that Kli Sheni can be Mevashel for one of, could be a problem for one of two reasons. So the Tosfos Lametes Siman Aleph, that's called Mirzik Mevashel, Nisa Derabbanan, it looks like cooking, it's a Diyuk Halashon based upon the conflicting inferences according to the opinion of Rabbi Natan Bar Iri, we'll get to later hopefully today. And there's a second reason, which is called Kali Habishul. The Mohan Avram quotes both reasons in different places, we saw last week. And he seems to accept both reasons, the Chumrah. So there are two reasons why we shouldn't use a Kli Sheni according to the Mohan Avram. One is because of Nirikam Avashel, which is a Dinder Abonan. One is Kali Habishul, which is the Chashash Issa Daraisa. Okay? Just give me a brief summary. There's a Mefurish Gemara in Shabbos when it comes to Mayim, water, it's Mutter in Kli Sheni. You're allowed to take water and put it into a Kli Sheni. And it's quoted Allah on the Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look on the Shulchan Aruch, okay? In Siman Shin Yud Ches, Sif, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. A quick look. See in the Mishnah Berurah, probably it'll go a little bit easier. It's a page 100 and... let's say 54, just to make it easy. Sifyut Gimel. Muta litan kiton shel mayim o shel shar mashkin b'chli sheni sheyesh bo mayim chamin. Have a b'chli rishon also. So from a furusha gemara, that mayim can be placed into a kli sheni. Black and white, it can't get any clearer than this. And it's really based upon a gemara. That's a furusha gemara. Okay, fine. Now, it's interesting, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, further back in the Sif, in the Siman, Sifkot and Lamates. Sifkot and Lamates, he talks about making tea. It's quite lengthy on page 149. Without getting into all the details of making tea, which is a bit complex, he suggests that a person, in order to make tea, should make what he called essence. Right? He'll use the word essence. Ayin Samach. Ayin Nun Samach. Essence, and then he says this essence, he suggests, which was already pre-cooked before Shabbos, that can be poured into what we call a Kli Sheni. Okay, I'm just giving you the Maramakum, it's quite lengthy. That's, if you look hard, you'll find it. Okay, you put the tea essence into a Kli Sheni. What's the implication of this Mishnah Berurah? The reason why it's permissible to take this cold liquid and put it into a Kli Sheni, because Me'ikir Adin, Mr. Bruvi spoke about it already last week, Me'ikir Adin, he holds that Ein Bishul Acha Bishul B'Dabalach. What would happen if you took something which was a liquid which was never cooked and put it into a Kli Sheni? Clear impression from the Mr. Bruvi Lamates is that it's awesome. Awesome. The Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe disagrees. He says, no. Mutter to put mashkim into a kli sheni, not just water but other mashkim as well. So the Sefer Shmirah Shabbos Kilchasa talks about this over here on page 69, I believe it is. Kotzis machlokes. Keep one hand in the Mishnah Berurah if you can. Page 69. Turn sideways. On top of the page, page 69, he says, you shouldn't put things into a klisheni. Yotzim and aklal azeh him amayim v'ashemen v'atavlin. It's mefurish in the Gemara, there's a mutter. Also mutli to be klisheni, gam she'en him v'ushalim. Ain't bishop the klisheni. Fine. Kuf nanal. Tells you look in the Shinit Ches in the Shara Tzion. What about Shara Mashkin? The Alta Rebbe, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, is Mekil. Is Mekil. The Mishnah Brura says, by quote, this is a brief excerpt of Lamed Tes, the double lach and it's stunning. Mutal lohitna beklisheni. This is ain bishlach a bishlach a double lach and klisheni. So the court of the Mishnah Brura, it's a din of shar mashkin, not considered to be mayim because mayim is mutal beklisheni even if it's ain of a bushal. So why must he mention the fact that it's already been cooked? Mikan raya she Mishnah Brura matmir gam bishar mashkin, and he says the same thing with respect to Cholov. Fine. And so says the Kaf HaChaim. Now the Chacham Echad Heili Mihod Simon Shin Yud Ches If Yud Gimel the Muchach Sham Kedash Shulchan Aruch HaRav. We just read it. What the Mechaber said, we read it ourselves. You can put a Kiton Shomayim Oshar Mashkin Be Klisheni. I'm a Furush Mechaber. He goes on and says, all right, I'm reading to you from the end of the footnote Kuf Nun Aleph on page 69. Ve'ein lechalek bein heichi shenimtzoyim ha-mashkin b'soch kli levein mashkin shemar b'osnum b'kli sheni d'chom ha-tvei. Don't tell me that the Shulchan Aruch is mekel and yud gimel because it's in a bottle, in a jar. But if you just mixed it together with no jar, it would be more strict. The Zeinu, why? Sherei kol adin shal ha-shar tina now the shemen lo mizbashel b'kli sheni. Where do you get it from? Nilmad nishabas nemem inveiz. We saw the Gemara last week. Tul b'klisheni b'tein in the case of a pach. B'shom Hashem and nimtzah b'tocha kli u'ma eifo ha-raya shehu maybe. Must be that the Mishnah Brura feels, he claims, Sharatian feels, and no distinction to be drawn between within a kli or not within a kli. That's his take. Okay? This is Ein L'chalak, so you're left with this often a raya which supports the Shulchan Aruch HaRav or the Mechaber against the Mishnah Brura. It seems to me that this raya is not worth much. I'll tell you why. Rabotai, I mentioned to you already last time that the Shulchan Aruch, Maran Bet Yosef, and throughout the entire Sivan, Shin Yud Ches, never mentions these chumras of klisheni. Never. Only one place, one and only place, and that's the case of baked goods. They mentioned klisheni. He didn't mention anything about Kaliyah Bishul in general. He didn't mention anything about nothing. Mechazik of Avash, it's just not there, not found. The Magen Avraham argues. Magen Avraham says that it's usher in all cases. So what's Pshat in the Mechaber? What's Pshat in the Mechaber? So the Mechaber presumably holds that we are Baki what's Kali Abishah. And if we don't know to be Kali Abishah, we can be Mechaber. And the Mechaber presumably holds, like the other day in Tosis, there's no such thing as Mechaber and Mevash. So the Mechaber has a very liberal, permissive view with respect to Klisheni. Mutter, this is Shittas Mechaber. What are the Mishnah Brura and the Alter Rebbe fighting about? They're fighting according to the opinion of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that we're Malka by Klisheni for those two reasons, right? Either Merzik and Mevashel or Kali Abishel. But there's an exception in the Farish in the Shulchan Aruch about water. The Gemara, Mefurish Gemara by water, and Tavlin, and Shemin. It's a Mefurish Gemara. Now you want to know, according to the Magen Avraham, where do Shar Mashkin fit in? You can't bring a Raya Lekula from a Mechaber. The Mechaber holds everything's mutter. The whole discussion is only Lefi HaMagen Avraham. So this Raya of the Chacham Echad, I think, is absolutely no Raya. I'm just giving my opinion. And therefore, I'd love to be making with Alter Rebbe. I'm not saying it's wrong, but the Raya is no Raya. Because the Raya, they're arguing within the Magen Avraham, they can't bring a Raya from the Lashon of the Mechaber. Fine. It's interesting that the Shmar Shah, the Farish in the Aflama Tes makes the distinction that the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa rejects. Eim lechalek, yesh lechalek. He makes that explicitly. And it's arguable that the Mishnah Brura also accepts this distinction. Because when the Mechaber says in Sif Yud Gimel, we just read it, you can put Shar Mashkin b'kli sheni, the Mishnah Brura is silent, says nothing. Zero. Nothing. Right? And he even goes further than that in Tzivkot and Peivav and says, after Mayim Bilvad below Kli Gam Kei Mutter. He will also recognize that without a Kli, it's more Chomer. And even that's Mutter. So why does he say of a Kli? Hashem Sefer. Lashmina de Bekli Rishon, I feel they have stuck as Kli also. But it's clear from this Mishnah Berurah that in Kli Sheni, even without Hefzik Kli, it's going to be Mutter. So that's the, it would appear that it would be Mutter. Let's read it again. Read Sifkot Peivav one more time. Again, page 154. After Mayim Bilvad below Kli, Gam Kein Mutter La'arev B'toch Kli Sheni, Uchanal V'Sifyut Beis. Right. So what should he have said? He should have said, Nogad Ayelei Kli, Mishum Sham Ashkin. Because Sham Ashkin only Mut Ayelei Kli. Didn't say that. He said what? Mishum Sefer. So it's a question of what the Mishnah Berurah holds of this thing. Maybe he's, he would not make the distinction. It's unclear. But just know the Marsha does have this distinction. In any event, let's go back to the Ikar Nakud over here. What would you say? Okay, there's a big oil of Talmidim and Tzuyanim here. What would you say about this question? If you were asked, the Mavon Avraham said that Klisheni, everything is awesome until proven Mutter. So what's proven Mutter? Mayin, Shemin, Tavon, Mefurash and Gemara. Where would you go with Shar Mashkin? Would you say it's like mine? Would you not say it's like mine? This has to be analyzed, you understand, from two perspectives. Because the Mavon Avraham had two Isurim over here. Let's chazer again. The Mavon Avraham had two separate reasons to answer a Kli Sheni. Let's review. What are the two separate reasons that he answered Kli Sheni? One reason was what? Let's review together. So one reason is what? Kali Abishal. Another reason is what? Mezik Abibash. So let's try to analyze it from both perspectives and see what we come up with ourselves. That is the Anan. Okay, after all the riots back and forth. Okay, let's see if we can figure it out. So it's interesting. We have to take a look at some of the precedents and some of the exceptions. Tavlin, for example. So Tavlin is Mutter. If you take a look in the, we saw it right in the Mishnah Berurah, it says that T is also. If you look in the Rabbi Ayada quotes from Rabbi Moshe, he thinks that T should really be Mutter because he considers T to be Tavlin. Right? T is a spice. We call it a spice. So if we call T a spice, perhaps we should suggest that it should be Mutter. Okay? So the question will become, what status do we give to tea? Somewhere here, I think it's somewhere here. The Rabbi Ayada quotes Rabbi Moshe in the Tshuva. Rabbi Moshe considers tea to be in fact a spice, and then it's mutter b'kli sheni. And he himself says it's in Ha'ara Nunhe, which is page 74. 74. Okay. One may place into the sheni some seasoning, cinnamon and ginger. Okay? He quotes in footnote Nunhei, he quotes the Mechaber. Right. Mishnah Berurah Samechei Klisheni Mutalos is Tavlin, even Yatzel lettuce bowl. Why isn't it Mechzik and Mevashel? Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamedalet. The Tavlin Asuyin Lemate Kakadero below Merdik and Mevashel. What does that mean? So he quotes Rav Moshe, who says as follows. Baruch HaShulchan Mishnah Berurah Machmir B'Kofi and Tea B'Kli Sheni. Why? Harehein B'Klal Tavlin. It's Rav Moshe's Kash. Rav Moshe's Kash. So he says two things. Tavlin Bismaneim Einam B'Klal Kali Abishul. But today things may change. Why? It's granulated. They're old-fashioned spices. They took a root and they threw it in. It was not Mekali Abishal. Today it's granulated. It's very thin. It can be cooked easily. That's reason number one. By the way, the Shemir Shabbos Kolchosa is exactly the same thing from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and those disagree. Number two, Ve'od V'tavlin Hu Dava Shemosifin the Dvar Ochel Aval Kofi Hu Dvar Ochel Ho'i Kari HaMevaseim Mayim That's what he says. So, what does that mean? So the pashas means it's nirakim avasho. If I have a pot full of chicken and I throw in a little bit of a spice, you're not cooking the spice; you're cooking the chicken. You can't say it's nira that you're cooking the spice; you're nira cooking the chicken. But if the spice is the only thing in the whole cup, such as coffee and tea, well, what are you cooking anyway? The only thing you could possibly be cooking is the tea or coffee. So therefore, it's nirakim avasho. This is what the Hilchos Shabbos Ha'orah Nunhei says. And presumably he got it from Tosfos, Daf Lamed Tes, we saw. Asuyin l'matik es hakedera. And he presumably understood matik es hakedera. It's already a pot full of chicken. It's only giving it a little extra flavoring. However, the Oraz Aruah, when he quotes this Tosfos Daf Lamed Tes, this is in Simon Zion, I'm not sure if it's in the Makoros or not, he adds the phrase, quote, Shereyesh no Saint Tavlin gam b'mashka kar for lachain eino nirakim avasho. Not the distinction we said until now that tavlin is a secondary ingredient. No, tavlin can be thrown into a cold water and gives flavor to the cold water. This indicates when you put it even in the hot water, you don't intend to cook it, because after all, you're not interested in eating the spice. The extreme case, of course, is tea bag. Put a tea bag in. What do you do with the tea bag at the end of the day? Put the garbage. So you're not viewed as a nirakim avasho on the tea bag, because the tea bag goes to the garbage. So that's what the Oraz Aruah is saying. I presume that's what the Tosfos means. That being the case, we can argue that maybe Rav Moshe is really right, that tea bags are tavlin in the fullest sense of the word, because it's thrown into the garbage. The ultimate, not eating it for itself. However, I seem to have understood the way I said it originally, namely, tav is a secondary ingredient, and coffee and tea are the primary ingredients. It's a question of how you learn Shantosis. Well, this being the case, let's go back to the Machlokes, the Alter Rebbe with the Mishnah Berurah. When it comes to Mayim, you don't say Nirakim Avasho. Why not? I pour some hot water, excuse me, some cold water into the hot water. Why is that Nirakim Avasho? Simple. Doesn't look like I am heating up the cold water. It sounds like I'm cooling down the hot water. Right? I'll give you an example. When people drink coffee, now I'm not a coffee drinker, but I know many coffee drinkers for many years, and they start with a hot cup of coffee, piping hot, and you pour in the milk. For two reasons. You want to taste the milk. You also want to cool down the coffee. Remember, my father, Zichron Lebrach, was a coffee drinker, and I was trying to do a little bit of kibbutz. So I would come and I'd bring the milk. That was my job, to bring the milk. And I'd take a little bit of milk and put it in, and he would take a sip, and two out, put in more. And it happened a few times. So it wasn't so much the flavor. I mean, I'm not, but it was the heat factor that made the most difference. He was putting in the milk in effect to cool down the coffee, not heat up the milk. So therefore, you wouldn't say nirakim avasho. That's why I'm a shtickle alter Rebbe man. So the Rebbe said you're putting in shah mashkim in this kind of a situation. It seems to me your intention, aside from the taste, is to cool down the coffee, not to heat up the milk. And I thought for that reason, it really should be mutter from the perspective of nirakim avasho. Now what about water itself? We mentioned water before. We suggested. And from the perspective of nirakim avasho, it's not a problem because you're cooling down instead of heating up. But I have a different question. Why isn't it bishul mamish? Gentlemen, we defined bishul when it comes to water. What do we call it? The Rambam defined it. It was one word definition. What was it called? Hamachamim et hamayim. Okay? If you take water and you put it into a little bit of cold water and you put it into a cup of hot water, what's going to happen to that? So if you take a look in the Hilchos Shabbos of Rabbi Eider, the Koron of the Racha, so we will see that he quotes a Rashba. This is in page 78. He asks the following question. The Rashba asked this question. it's footnote tough nun test. He quotes the Tilu the David. Ha, the cliche ni mutter bein chamin l'toch tzonim et tzonim t'och chamin et the mechabes and the sifid beis. Why? Ba'kor she'yatzel let us fall the akash in his arvu. The lo can apply tibush and chori. So abes to my yatzel let us fall. The yiksha came and she'yatzel let us fall the akash in his arvu v'nasu atzonim im chamin she'yatzel let us fall. Have a mevashel v'told us aur. How an evanesin can this be? Can this be mutter? It has to be. Also should be chayim with araisa. You took a teaspoon of cold water and you put it into a cup full of boiling hot water. The sum total of the water is going to be boiling hot. You open, he says, alright, some amish. And then the Gemara said, it's mutter. You're allowed to put water into a kli sheni. How's that possible? The Heir Hashem is Einayim Atosi L'Harajba. Who asked this question? What is the answer? Quote, Afilu hayu amayim yatsu letus v'lach Hashem is arvu. Son on the sochan, yeah. What does he say? Eino machmas atzonen sheshavuli osyatzel letzvo. Ela machmas harishonim shalon etzdananu. End quote. Huh? Huh? The fact that it's hot is not because the water you put in got hot. It's that the water that was there before didn't get cold. Torah madar abasan. Torah madar. All the water gets mixed in together. And he quotes a tremendous kasha from Shlomo Zalman, Hiksha Grashav Arbach. What are you talking about? I take, this is what I used to do. When my children were very young, so I was in charge of the Shabbos morning shift, so my wife got a little bit extra sleep. Okay? They'd wake up early, and I have to give them their milk. Right? So I gave them their milk, and the milk was cold in the refrigerator. Can't give them cold milk. Okay, you have to heat it up a little bit. So what did I do? So we had some water in an urn. I'd fill up, take the urn and fill up a cup. Okay, now the cup is a cliche, right? Then I'd put the baby bottle into the cliche. I did it before it's water, no question about it. My wife warned me, don't make sure it doesn't get too hot. So how do you make sure? Did you know? Before you put it into their mouth, first put a little bit on your wrist. Okay? This is a good way to tell. Anyone with new babies, that's the way to tell. It shouldn't be too hot. So I used to sometimes put it there, and I get patrachta and a shver suya. And then I'd come out, you know, a half an hour later, and I'd make sure, and I'd, it's boiling! How can it? It's against the Rashba! The Rashba says, no! The Rashba says, it's not boiling! And my wrist said, it is boiling! Achush makhish the Rashba. The Rashba says, if you put liquid in a cliché, don't think for a minute that the liquid became hot. No, the old stuff didn't become cold. Speckle Shlomo Zalman, a chush machush. And I, and the cotton can add my chush. Tremendous kashin. Tremendous kashin. What's the Rashba talking about? A very serious question. What's going on? So, you take a look over here in this same footnote. Let's read together. Vanir Bazeh. Based on what he said earlier. The Klirishan, I'm reading the last few lines on this page 78. The Klirishan came as a Dofnos of Chamin. Did we see at the toast in that Memmed Beis? Have we seen it yet? I'm not sure if we saw it yet. Let's take a look at where's Memmed Beis? Let's see on the inside. Always good to see things in the original. Memmed Beis would be page. One second. The beginning somewhere. Page 6, perhaps. 6! Page 6. Ushmamina klisheni ain't a mavashal. The Tosfos is circled. Tema! Maishna klisheni with klirishin. Iyatzoledes afil klisheni nami. Should be awesome. Iyatzoledes afil klirishin nami is mutter, ain't a mavashal. What's going on? Vie shloma. Fisha klirishin mitoch sha'omar alaur dofnos of chamin. Umag zikhomos mamaruba. Vlachain nosav oshir the kosmaja soledes bo osur. Because the heat's being kept in by the hot walls, because the pot was on the fire. Ava klisheni, afa gav the yatzel letus at the present time in the water. Mutter, she'ein dofnos of chamin, v'holech u'miskarer, and the heat begins to dissipate. It's not going to cause a cooking. Everyone with me so far? Beautiful pshat, toasts. Now I'll go back to Rabbi Ira on page 78. Quote toasts. Fine. But he adds something. Because the Klirishan has hot walls, Lefichach roi levashel v'derech bishul v'kach. Those words, I don't think I read Tosfos. We just saw them, right? Are those words there? I didn't see it. He just says, he's moving over here. V'derech bishul v'kach. That makes sense. If you want to cook, you normally want to cook in a vessel which is going to be able to cook. And in order to be able to cook properly, you have to have hot walls. So he has those three words, derech bishul v'kach. Hashem came to klisheni. Kevin sholach l'miskarer, as we saw in Tosfos, that the scientists tell us, that Achush tells us, ein derech levashel bo. Rabbi Ida is. Rak lefasher bo. You're only using things to make things lukewarm. You're not going to cook in it. Brackets. Chutz midvarm rakim kali abishul. Shaderech levashel olsen gam beklisheni. Afshol lechem miskar. That's an exception to the rule. And look back at Eino Bederech. It's better than Shinoi. It means that's what Moshe means, etc., etc., etc. So writes Rabbi Ida over here. Okay. We already said this last week when it's all abishul b'chama. Bishop Bacham, Rabbi Ida himself, compared a little bit to Klisheni. It's a question of what's the Derech Bekach? And if it's not the Derech Bekach, then the Chazal said a kind of a low plug l'kula. A low plug l'kula. Not the Derech to do it this way. Chazal will make it. Normally, Derech, normally we say, if it's not Derech, it's also with the Rabbana. Shalok, Kalach Hayad, Shalok Derech HaMalacha, it's Mutlim with the Raisa, but also with the Rabbana. Here, since in most instances of this particular case of Loba Derech, it won't even achieve the cooking process. So instead of saying it's always also at least with the Rabbanan, instead it's always Mutl. Because in most cases, you follow the majority. In most cases, it's not going to even achieve Bishl at all. So the same way as we often say low plug lechumra, here we suggest a kind of a low plug lekum. That's my pshat. Now, that being the case, why that one exception? The one case that Mechaber said, if the word about a klisheni, what's the case? Baked goods, by a show of hands. When is the last time anybody in this room put a baked item in a klirishin? Klirishin means a pot on the fire or which was on the fire. Come on, by a show of hands. Who can remember when the last time you did it? Think back. Did you ever do it in your whole life? Maybe not. But, on the other hand, there's a world-famous chain, it's called Dunkin' Donuts. I'm not going to discuss any aspect of it right now. But the name Dunkin' Donuts, I think it means you're dunking in coffee, no? It means you're dunking in Pepsi Cola. MS or not MS? Okay, MS. So the vice president, you see from here, that people dunk their baked goods in a klisheni. And we know people throw challah into the soup, and then these kind of things. They still throw it into the soup on the pot. They throw it into the soup in their bowl. Emes, people do these things. Soup nuts and challah and matzah. So to the contrary, when it comes to baked items, it's more likely to be found in a klisheni than a klirishin. So you're going to turn around and tell me, well, klisheni ain't derech levashel b'kach. No. The derech to do bishul on a davar ha'ofer is in a klisheni. Adam. This being the case, I'm going to say, lav davka, a davar ha'ofu, even according to the Mechaber. But he couldn't think of anything where it's normal to put in the klisheni. He never knew it. But I have something else. It's called T-E-A. Tea. Most people, I think, make tea with tea bag in the klisheni. Some people throw it into the actual, they'll put it into the kettle, and they'll make what kind of thing. But most, they get a cup of water, and you hot water, and put it in the tea bag. So how can you be mad at tea and say, I'm talking about a little bit of rice now. The tea is tablet. Tavlin is not near a kibavash. You're right. It's a kibavash al mamish. Because it's a question of what? Of Kali HaBishl with Derech Levashel B'kach. The whole heter of Kali HaBishl and Klisheni, we just said before, is only if it's ain't Derech B'kach. That's the only way to say Pshat, otherwise the Rashi's Kasha is unanswerable. So you have T, which is Derech with Klisheni, it's a major problem. Major, major problem. I think it's a very serious problem. I would think it's a Shalva Daraisa. This being the case, although there is room to distinguish between klisheni and klishlishi, my Rebbe said that sheni and shlishi are exactly the same. So writes Chazanish, and so writes the Urayim. Mefurash Urayim. Rishon. We saw the Urayim. Half was caught in the Mordechai. I only caught it half. That's the problem. There's a Ra'om, Rabbi Lozim Emitz, was Machmer, you shouldn't even throw a collar to a klisheni. Why didn't he quote the next line? Even klishlishi. It's right there. The next line. Tamid HaChacham never had a Urayim, only had the Mordechai. So we don't know the next line. That's the problem. Nonetheless, it could be, in some cases, that Kli Shlishi would be mutter. Even though halakhically it's all the same, as my Rebbe said, and the Chazon Ish said, and maybe the Aram said, but if you can find a case where the Derech is to heat in a Kli Sheni, but not in a Kli Shlishi, I'd be open to a Heter. Ain't Dago Bekach. The same as every Eidus Heter when it comes to water in a Kli Sheni, I'd be open to it. The problem is, it seems to me, in matter of fact, the Derech of Tea is to be Mavash in a Kli Shlishi. Maisen b'chol yom b'chol esu b'chol shor. They cook the water in some kind of a pot, a kettle on the fire. They put it into a gleaming silver zach. Okay, I don't remember what the word for it exactly. I don't drink hot. I don't know what it's even called. What's it called? A pitcher? Silver pitcher? Not a kettle. Kettle's on the fire. So the kettle put it, you can't bring a kettle to the table. Go to a wedding. They bring you a kettle. They bring you a pitcher, right? Whatever you call it. You know what it is. They come to every wedding with the fancy silver gleaming stuff, yeah? And they pour it into the cup. And they give it a tea bag. But a fancy way they're doing it now. They give it a tea bag. Put it in. Kli Shlishi. Nice and b'chol yom. Seems to me it's also awesome with the rice, potentially. Yes?
I thought Rabbi didn't agree with the Moshe's definition of Dara and Bishop Bekach when it came to microwaves and Bishop Bechamah. I thought Rabbi thought that it was that microwaves were not defined by Dara and Bishop, but whether it's or not.
I have two coolers. Well, I have a cooler and a chumra. My cooler is, there's no fire, it's mutter. We had a gzera to kosev. Right? Boshel v'shmeim kiyim tzliyesh. Finished.
Why, when it comes to
cliche,
there's no fire, right?
No fire? What are you talking about? The whole thing gets heated by the fire. This is, you pour it from here to there. You are a, how should I say it nicely? You are a revisionist historian, or a very short memory historian. I don't see any fire here. Well, you should, you see a fire. If I, you're right, even a cliche, cliche is also no fire. I take the cliche, move it over here. Will you see a fire? I agree with Derek Bush. That, to my mind, the Rabbi Ida is completely correct here in Tufts and Tet. It's the only way to explain how Mayim is mutter in a cliche, if you ask me. Now let's go back again, yes?
It's really the big good.
Yeah.
Is there a distinction between
Yaakov Bekach or Derek Bishon Bekach? No, same thing. Now, Rabosai, back to the Alter Rebbe with the Mishnah Brewer. One more time. Right? One more time. Earlier we just spoke about it from the perspective of Nirik and Mavasha. Now let's go back to Kali Abishal. So what do you say? Is there a Chashash Kali Abishal? So the Mogad Avram is machba by every single food. The Machab is only machba by baked goods. The Mogad Avram presumably is worried that maybe there are other foods that's Derech Bishal the cliche. Since he doesn't know, we don't know. Well, we'll throw in a Chumra after everything. Why not? That's what the Mogad Avram says. Others are very angry with him. Where'd you get this from? Everything should be there. That's what he says. Now what about liquids? So water, it's clear in the Gemara, that ain't darker b'kach. I mean, because the Gemara is matter water. So the shayla will be, what about shahar mashkin? Are you worried about it? It's going to be from, it's going to be derech or not worried about it derech? So that's a question. That's a question. We don't know. We don't know. So it could be that the Mishnah Brewer is machmir, because ain't lecha bo lechidusho. Everything should be yosef, the makor, the magen avraham. Whenever the Torah, the halacha, the Gemara said, it's mutter, it's mutter. Mayim, shemen, tavlin. That's it. Finished. But if I find you a case which is not one of those three, you already have to worry about the possibility of Derech Bishul Bekach. Of Kali Abishul, rather. So that's Mitzad Kali Abishul. I don't know who's right. Now it's interesting. The Rajba, a line which is after, it's the same Rajba that Mem Beis, has the following line with respect to a bath. He says over there, you cannot put water in a bath in a klisheni. Why? Quote, the e'ev shalav, I don't think you have this Rashba in the back, maybe. The e'ev shalav alide hefsher el alide bishul. The afal pishu klisheni v'al ma'ena mevashel, hocha shayni. Mishadakon l'chamamon yoser midat. Magic word. The magic word. What's the magic word? What word was magic? Darko! Darko! When Rabbi Ida said in his own novel Kiddush in the 20th century, the Rajma said Darko. This is the pshat. But in a bath, the question last we discussed the Rajma last week, and the Rajma held that you don't bathe in Yatsa lettuce for water. Either he means, you start off with Yatsa lettuce, but then you cool it down with cold water, or you go into a schwitz, which is generated by the Yatsa lettuce for water, whatever it may be. But the normal way is to heat up a bath and yad to let it for water. That's enough for the Rashba. And therefore, klisheni is asur. That's the mafurish of Gemara that was with the klisheni. It's only in the kitchen, not in the bathhouse. As I stand in Rashba. Oh, you have Rashba. Oh, thank you. 34. Oh, you're right. It's the line before the brackets. Thank you so much, Ellie. The original call is in the brackets only, right? Let's start from the bracket of the piece. Rafilu ayo mayim shat saletus bo vehem la'achash nisar but son of the sofo eno makmas at son of the shavo lios yad saletus bo and the makmas at rishon mishlon istan. That's a line which is incomprehensible. What precedes that, he says, v'af al pishu kli sheni uva'al me'ena mavasho hocha shayni kusoma nanabati v'isha darkon, that's the key word, v'chamamon v'yosa midak. In my humble opinion, this line of the Rashba is the real pshat in the left line of the Rashba. Yeah, they're right next to each other. When the Rashba used the expression, listen very carefully, please, and it's a chiddush I'm telling you. I don't care what I'm saying, but I think it's true. When the Rashba says at the end, "Eino machmas atzon shabo," I don't know if it's shabo or shavu. I'm not sure which I'm supposed to read that. Lios yataleres el machmas arishonish lonitzdanu. The Rashba is not talking the laws of natural science and physics and chemistry and heat science. He's not discussing that. He's not discussing that at all. He's discussing what he said in the previous line. Tarko v'kach. If you mix water in the kitchen, the Rashba says it's not because you want to make this yatza lettuce bowl. You want that the Rishon don't understand what he means. This follows. Your intention when you mix hot and cold in the kitchen is to reach a mixture which is less than yad soletis bo. Because the Rashba said beferish, if it's yad soletis bo, it's too hot to drink. We discussed this last week. So your aim is to make it less than yad soletis bo. So the derech in the kitchen, when you're mixing cold water into hot water, is to achieve a mixture which is less than yad soletis bo so you can drink it. If you goofed, you made a mistake, and the ratio was off by a little bit, and the sum total now is above that to let us vote. Have no fear. Ein darka levashel. Ein darka levashel means with the rice it's mutter. And lo plug rabbonin lekulam. That's exactly what's happening over here. But in a bathhouse, when you put whole cold water into hot water, afal pikan, you still want the mixture of both to be above that to let us vote. We just read it before. So it's Daka Lacham and Yosef Midai. Why are they putting it in cold water? Yeah, Yosef Midai, but not Yosef Midai. They don't have to go to the emergency room. So that's what he said. So therefore, the last part is just a reflection of the previous part. It doesn't read so well into the words, I can see that. But the science is just not true. They'd rather have a little bit of a dovek in the words, which fits in beautifully with the previous sentence, and it makes perfect sense, or Alma Halach, than to have something which Rav Shlomo Zalman said, Achush Makash. Fine, Atkan, this part of the Shia. Yes, sir, right, sorry.
So then, how do you really heat up bottles and you don't accept the distinction of something that's in a cleaver and something that's not in a cleaver, like the Shah Tzim or anything. So then, don't we have to be Machmir, the Shah Mashkim, and Kushani?
No, the answer is absolutely not. So that had two reasons to be made. One, I was talking about Dovah Mavushal already. It was already. That's a good question. Rabbi Stein asked me a tremendous kasha. I don't have a good answer for it. The Mishnah Berurah says that ein bishlach habishul b'davolach b'klishen. First of Mishnah Berurah. He's giving me a shtuch. The Talmidim are very respectful. A body blow. What's he saying? If the Mishnah Berurah is right, the Shitasa, that what? Bishlach habishul is only a chumra b'yama by davolach. As the Minchas Koyin said, as Rabbi Moshe said, as the Chazanish said. All right, they were not going to be shame. But do I try to demonstrate that bishul achabishul davolach won't be ramo? It's a shadow of doraisa, av malocha, and all that whole way. Oh, it's a rule of truma sedesh and ramo, etc. Mogan avrom, etc. So why suddenly should be mutter in a klisheni? That's what you mean to ask me in a nice way. Yeah, that's a good question. So we have to say that look. It's a combination of factors. There is a sheet that is mutter, There was a sheet that tells even if we're called Ramah, it's Mutter, Midorites, even though I don't quite grasp it based upon the various Makaris. And presumably, it's Ein HaDerech to heat up liquids in a Kli Sheni. What I do on Shabbos morning, when I have formula or milk and I put it into my cup, that's not a normal thing. I do it on Shabbos. I wouldn't do that normally during the week.
How
else would you heat it up? Oh, so here's the... I'll give you a better answer then. A better answer. When I want to heat up this milk, I never want it to reach out to lettuce.
That's why
I tested it. And it was too hot. Not derech to heat it up. The worst heat is boiling out to lettuce. That's the best answer to that question. I'd be a little bit scared. Rabbi Stein is pushing the envelope. So if this last svar is correct, you have the mother's milk, which is never cooked. There's no tzir of bishlach and bishlach v'lach. Should still be mutter, because I don't want it to reach a certain point. You're probably right. But I would take a little more careful not to get involved in shver sugi. The chayot, you shouldn't leave something in a place where if you forget, it's going to reach too high. So I wasn't worried about it in my case, because I had all the other tzirufim. If it were not cooked before, I might have been more on top of it. The Shnai Mikra instead of a Gemara, so I wouldn't get too involved. You know. Rabbi said, well, now this topic of Irud, the Hamistayim. This could be a whole hour Shia. We're going to try to make it into much shorter than that. So Irud is a tremendous machlokas and Gedol HaRishon. The only upcoming thing, and most people in this room, I assume, learned Yeredei already. Who in this room learned Yeredei Chelek Aleph? Is learning or learned last year? By this time, you're supposed to have already learned that, according to the regular Seder. Yeah, so most people learned it already. So you already know this machlokes. Take a look in page 8, I will say. Page 8. Tosfos starts off by saying, Mehocha lech lemedet irud k'klisheni, because they're conflicting inferences. So what is Takadid in? Rabbeinu Shmuel, the first narrow line. Rabbeinu Shmuel may be right, irud k'klisheni. Tato gova. Okay? The Rashbam paskins irud k'klisheni. Lirina, the irud k'klisheni. So right away, machlokes, I don't have time to go into the problem now. The machlokes between the Ri and the Rashbam, and Rabbeinu Tam is also like the Ri, whether irud k'klisheni or irud k'klisheni. Machlokes gedolei haposkim. Says Tos at the end, it seems, I'm just reading to you, if you see the word masnisin, you see in the Gemara, just go make a sharp right. V'nira de'iri lo habik k'kli rishin v'lo habik k'kli rishenim, elem v'vasha k'dei klipa. So k'ayam lo k'shmuel dama tato gova, says in K'msach amayin vav, mikol gam v'vasha k'dei klipa, etc. So let's make a quick chazara. What iri? According to some Rishonim, it's klisheni mamish, gornish, klisheni mamish, the Rashbam sheet. According to, we'll call it the Ri, it's mevashal mamish, kekli rishon, mevashal bakula. And according to the anonymous opinion in Tosfos, the Pshara, it's mevashal only kedei klipa. Everyone with me so far? When they say in Hilchos Shabbos, 2 out of 3 are no good for us. Because we can't afford to be chayav skila if it's mevashal bakula. Nor could we afford to be over chatzis shosam in the Torah if it's mevashal kedei klipa. So that's no good. Only Rashbam will save us. Now, how do we pass it in Yerodeya? Rabbi says, Tamina Chachamim. I'll give you a shtickle Yerodeya Bechina. How do we pass it in Yerodeya about Iru? Anybody know? It's in many places. It's in the Samach Tes, it's in the Kuf Hei, it's in a few different Simonim. Okay. So Allah Kala Maisa wa Machmir today Klipa. That's Ramon Simon Sadi Beis, Simon Sadi Hei. Throughout the whole, we have the middle sheet. Forgive the expression, we're cooked. Because if we follow the middle shita, that Iru is Mevashal, yes. Mevashal, Mavliya, Kedei, Klipa. So the Chor on Shabbos is no good. So Iru is a big problem. So in fact, that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look and see what it says about Iru. Open to your Mishnah Berurah, please. Open to your Mishnah Berurah. Page 100. And 52. The Farish of Mechaber. Also, Litain Tavlin Bikara Vilaros Alein Bikri Rishon. Shut. The Farish of Mechaber that Irui is also finished. Says the Mishnah Berurah Ayin Dalet Mikli Rishon. The Af the Tavlin Ein Mispashel. Next page, 153. Af the Tavlin Ein Mispashel Mikli Sheni Uchanah. We just saw that then before. Mikoma Koma Iru Mikli Rishon Kaimalon Hu Mivashel Kadei Klipa. That's it. Over. Because the Mishnah Berurah, I feel it b'di'evet asr, which is a problem. Why b'di'evet should be asr? Isn't it machlokas harishonim? And isn't there a Mishnah Berurah that said earlier that it's machlokas harishonim, b'di'evet it's always going to be mutter? It's a good question. Who says it's Mogan Avraham? I am Pim Magadim. That's part of the question. This question is really, it really alluded to a very brief. Back at the Mishnah Berurah, the very, very beginning of Shnei Yudches. I don't have time to go into Arichas, but just to show you for a split second, in the very, very beginning, the very end of Sifkotan Beis, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkotan Beis, he says, Kol Sheish Sofik, it's page 145. Kol Sheish Sofik Plukta Bezeh, Shavi Bishl, 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 Ilav, O Bisham, Ilav, Tzke Gavna, Ein Lesser B'di Yevin. Kol Yisrael Azeh, Urak, with the Rabbanim, Shekonsu Usfeka the Rabbanan Bekula Prima Godin Kaza Mogan Avraham V'ayin B'shincha Beis Sifkot Yud Aleph V'ayin means the Mogan Avraham Sifkot Lamed Beis V'tzorach Yom Tzatz. What did the Mogan Avraham say in Sifkot on Lamed Beis? That's the one that the Mishnah Berurah just quoted in Ayin Dalet. The Mogan Avraham in Shin Yud Ches Sifkot on Lamed Beis says, just to read you, it's just a very, very brief quotation, Lamed Beis. Vim Ira Ayadei Ira Ayaklipa Asura, the Nisbashla B'Shabbos. Finished. Nisbashla B'Shabbos. That's all. Nisbashla B'Shabbos. Why? According to Rashbam, it's mutter. So they quote from some Machor and say, well, Rashbam is a Das Yochid. He doesn't count. What doesn't count? The Rashbam? I think the Gra passed like him in Hilchos Melichah, if I'm not mistaken. I think there are many other Rishonim that way. So why should we be so down in the Rashbam and not even count to make a machlokes out of it? Okay, that's a serious problem. I can't really answer that question. I can't. This is a very shver avot. To say that we reject the Rashbam out and out is really a hard thing to say. So we're going to assume that maybe we should either argue in the Mishnah Berurah, or, I don't know, come up with some kind of different terrors. But, let's go away from the B'di'evet for a minute and focus on the last two words in this Mishnah Berurah. Right? The last two words in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Ayin Dalet. Very important two words. In Ira Lehej Alein Shalo nifsak akiluach. What does it mean, nifsak akiluach? Both sides. So you see a sink is dripping. Drip, drip, drip. First the drip hits the bottom, then the next drip comes out from the top. That's called nifsak akiluach. Nifsak akiluach, we assume, is a very, very weak force and will not create bishul. What does it say? Not going to create bishul. Again, it's a whole sugya in the Gemara. Sochan daf ayin vav. We're not going there right now. A whole discussion. What will happen, Rabbosai, in a case where it's not nifsak? We use a different term now. It's nizchal. You should all know this from the Aradeya. Nifsak means it stops or drip, then it's just please air drips again. Nizchal means it slides along. It slides along. What's the din if it slides along? So the source for this din is in the Gemara Masechta the Shabbos, Daf Mem Amud Beis. We were there before. I think it was page 8. That's where we were last time. There's a memory test over here. I think it was page 8. Here it is. Look at this. The Gemara on page 8, Mem Amud Beis. Pamachas nechnasti acharebi lebeit ha-merchetz uvikashti laniach lo pach shel shemen bambati. I wanted to put a jug of oil to heat it up in the bath. Amali, tu v'kli sheni v'ten. Don't put it into the bath, put it into a kli sheni. Okay? What kind of bath was this gentleman? So the Gemara is asking a question, how can you put it go into a bath, and how to go into a bath on Shabbos? So what's my answer? Chame Tveria. Okay. So, Rashi says, B'klisheni, let's read the Rashi B'klisheni. Towards the end of the narrow lines, I remember the base. B'klisheni. She yitztadenu ma'at. B'klisheni ena mevashel. V'chakach tena pach. The Torah also klisheni. Tahacham bati, shahachamen, look at this word in Rashi, every word. Shahachamen nimshochen la min amayin. Choshev lo kikli rishin. Shener tefubo. So you have what happened over here. There's a mayan, there's a spring, it's a maskana segmar bechametz varia, and it slithers along the ground, and it collects, and it's ambati, it's a hole in the ground. Says Rashi, the kli rishon, see klor in Rashi, that irishon nizkal is kli rishon. It's hard to argue with this thing. It's hard to argue. This is the source of a Ramah and Yerodei Simitzadi base, who paskins that Irish and Israel is Kikli Rishon, and the source of the Truma Sedeshin, based on the Mar Shabbos, that Mem Amid base. The same Ramah paskins in a very, very important Shiloh. What happens if you're washing your dishes, and you're pouring hot water, and you have fleshiks, and you have milchiks, and you're pouring over everything? Says Ramah Tzmut. How can it be what? Yeah, flesh, it's milk, it's hot water, it's a lethal mix. How can it be what? Why isn't it trace? It's a good question. I repeat, how can it be what? Why isn't it trace? So, there are various hirutzim and achronim, which don't seem to all add up. One is based on a distinction between bishul and bliya. Those who know the sugas in Yerodea know that according to some Rishonim, not everything that's Bolea is Mevashim. However, the Psak Halacha seems to be to the contrary, that Bliya and Bishul do go together. The Ikar Adimi Pasuk in the Siman Kufei, just as Klisheni is not Mevashel, Klisheni is not Bolea, against some other Rishonim. So we seem to link Bishul and Bliya together. No, if you link Bishul and Bliya together, so these distinctions are not going to work, and you're left with a question. Why is it that you pour boiling water over this place and it looks together, that's going to be mutter b'di'evet? What happened to the dinner of the Ramah? The Ramah said, if I pour chicken soup, flies out of my chicken soup pot, and slides along the surface, and bangs into a milchik pot, it makes train. Before Shemachah, so the correct answer, I believe, to this theory is as follows. And Rav into it in this Chumash Nirodeya. We paskin that Irui is the Gabe Hilchos Yerodeya, it's only a Chumra of a Kedei Klipa. In Hilchos Shabbos, I'm not so sure. The Shabbos can cause his Megal to pour boiling water over a baby bottle because the bottle itself is a Klipa. I wouldn't do it. I'd rather put the water in first and then. Because after there are many Rishonim who say, first Dan Tosfos, that Iris Mevashel Bekulo on Shabbos. Look, your day is taken so much lower. There are no real derises, and I'm just letting you know it's a side. I wouldn't follow that Shabbos Shabbos. But back over here. So, Iris Mevashel Kedei Klipa. What that means is that Iris has an impact on the closest Kedei Klipa to where it lands. The classical machlokes to Rashbam, those who know Hilchos Melicha, know you pour boiling water over a chicken. You want to get the feathers off, right? So the Rabbeinu Tam said the chicken is treif. Why? Because the water takes the blood from this little blood vessel and moves it over to the tiniest blood vessel right nearby, and you can't get out with salt anymore. It's moved from place to place. Rashbam said it doesn't happen. So we pass on the chumra. At least a clay creeper is a problem, because there, it's within a clay cleaver. It's molecular. It's microscopic, really. Think about it. So So if I pour boiling water over a whole sink full of dishes, the Ramos make it, even if the dishes are dirty, that's a clean, dirty dishes. Doesn't matter. Because there's no way that the, let's say I have dirty flesh dishes and I have dirty little dishes. There's no way that they're within a klipa of each other. They can be palmed out of each other, but a klipa is it's not a netila, it's like a finger. Klipa is the thinnest possible peel, it's very, very thin. They're not within a klipa of each other. And therefore, Rabbo say, the water will not be able to take the fleshiga schmaltz and bang it into the milch of the klipa. Won't work. They're not within a klipa of each other. That's in Tzadi Hay. In Tzadi Bays, not water flying, chicken soup is flying. The chicken soup is flying, it slithers along the surface, back into the milch of the surface, and makes it basa makhala. That's the real answer to this question. Okay? It's important to understand this as a background to this discussion. Truth is, though, that answers the theory, but you know, we have to be honest. Where did the Ramah get his leniency from in Tzadiyeh? Took it from, I have to tell you the truth, from the Isa Vehetta. And the Shach already points out that the Isa Vehetta holds like the Rashban. That Irui is not a problem, it's a shame. The Ramah, therefore, at the end of the day, although we rely upon it, the Ramah said so, not so poshut. Because the Ramah is calling Isa Vehetta, Isa Vehetta holds like the Rashban. Why that related all to us? Because on, take a look, if you will, in the regular Shulchan Aruch. In the regular Shulchan Aruch, in the Simon Shinyu's Ches. Okay? Sif Yud. Shinyu's Ches, Sif Yud, in the regular Shulchan Aruch. It's page 127. Comes to B'kiv Ege, which is noted on the bottom, and says, the Yisra V'hetta Klal Amaralos Kanal Kosa. The Ein Yisra Elalaros Alatavlan Atma. Avalishpoch B'tzidon Lo. To pour the water down the side of the cup. It's going to bang into the water on the bottom, or the tea on the bottom. It's okay. Rabbi Kivega is 100% correct. A perfectly accurate quotation. The fi ani is daiti chas v'shalom to pass in this way. Because who was the source of this chak? Who? He's a veta. He holds like whom? Like the Rashbam. Told the Rashbam, Iri Mikir Radin is no problem. Alright, but to do it directly doesn't look so good. So they'll give you a kula to do with Zechila. We don't pass like the Rashbam. We pass in, at least Misveka, at least, against the Rashbam. That Iru is Mevashal Mika right there. There's no head to do with Nizchal. Nizchal is a Mefarish in Tzadi Beis. It's no good. The Pasha, it's a Rashi. Rashi and Shabbos on Memem Beis. Due to time constraints, I can't go into all these other details about these things. I want to mention a few more things very briefly. Very briefly. Number one, what's the status of a ladle? A ladle. What's the status of a ladle? What would you say, Mr. Lowe? Is it Klirishin? Is it Klisheni? What would you say?
How hot is it?
If it's less than Yatsa Lettuce Bowl, there's nothing to talk about. Everything's booked. Obviously, it's more than Yatsa Lettuce Bowl. Well, the only source we have that distinguishes the toast of Mem and the Bates. What does the toast say over there? The Klirishin is on the fire, has hot walls. Klirishin. Klisheni is not on the fire, cold walls. So where does a ladle fit in?
Huh?
It means the same as Iru, because it's neither here nor there, you're saying. In between. Kli 1.5. Not Kli 1, Kli 1.5. But only very briefly. So the question is how brief is brief. This is a very serious shadow halacha. What is the status of a... Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Pei Zayin. He talks about it. Mishnah Berurah Shin Yud Ches Pei Zayin. Page 154. The klisheni mikri kshe'iru min klirishin shetichu achame v'socho l'tol klizeh u'muter afilu imayat l'edesbo avalim shoev b'klirekon mitol klirishin. That's our case. Ladle goes into the klirishin. Yesh omrim the dinuk klirishin. Uvifrat in Masha Kli Regan the Sofa Shemala Resicha, then Vara Mikla Kli Rishon. If it's there long enough that you see smoke coming up from the ladle itself, then it's Vara Kli Rishon. Again, due to time constraints, I can't go into the difficulty of this Mishnah Berurah. It is difficult, Mishnah Berurah. Bottom line is, it's very hard to be Mekel with a ladle, because he's the Mishnah Berurah is quoted to Machmir. However, the Chazon Ish, and I believe it's correct, the whole dispute is limited to a case when you put the ladle into the Kli Rishon while it's still on the fire. Then it's arguable that this ladle was on the fire, as you said correctly. Our meaning is, we don't do this. Why don't we do it? Because the chum of the kolbo, not to do what we call hagasa, not to stir a pot on the fire, even if it's already mevushel kol tzarka, whatever the reason is, that's our meaning. And the machmirim go even further than that. Not only shouldn't you stir it, we should try to avoid even dishing out of it as a general principle. So therefore, I never saw somebody to take the chicken soup Friday night and dish out of it while it's still on the fire. Have you seen that? Almost always they take it off, put it down, then they put the ladle in. So that ladle is for sure a klisheni in my opinion. Of course, the question will be, so what? Only my little klisheni that makes the next thing a klishlishi. Because we found the Urayim who said that you can't put your chalim in a klishlishi, so what? I don't know, so what? There are others who argue with the Urayim, whatever it may be. But Mikra Rodin, I'm telling you, that it does achieve as a klish, the ladle is a klisheni for whatever purpose that's relevant for, maybe in a chos yaradeya, maybe here a little bit, maybe in an hour, lachos and Shabbos, a little bit, but that's what I think. Now, there's one other in-between thing, neither here nor there. That's what we call in our language a dava gush. A dava gush. What's the story of a dava gush? What's this idea? Where does it come from, dava gush? So if you look in the Magen Avraham, in Tzivkot Memhei, he quotes a marshal. The marshal, I'm sure you're famous, it's famous, you're familiar with it, from the Yoredeya. We know klisheni, there's no blia. We assume that we pass on the halacha. The marshal said, page 133. The davashu gush, I feel a bit klisheni mevasha. It's a mashal shita. Why? I want someone to answer me this svara. Why? Why should davashu gush be more common than a davashu? The walls are colder, right? Yeah. But the walls don't have such an impact on it. Because the liquid assumes the shape of its receptacle, of its container. So there's a significant contact on all sides between the soup and the klisheni and the cold walls of the soup bowl. Contrast that with a piece of hot steak, you put it down on a dish, it's only contacting it on the bottom. So these two, dava gush, as well as a ladle, have something a little bit in common. It's like 1.5, it's like neither here nor there. It's no hot walls, no cold walls. Something in between. So that's the issue. The Chavos Das is a matter explicitly in Yoredeya. Tzadi Beis makes a comparison between these two. Between the urn, between the ladle, and the Dover Gush. However, the Ramah disagrees. Because the Ramah in Yoredeya is clearly Machmir when it comes to an urn. And it's clearly Mekel when it comes to Dover Gush. What's the svara of the Ramah? It's true. When it comes to a dava gush, the plate, the cold plate, will not cool down the piece of roast beef to the same extent as a cold bowl will cool down the soup, which touches it on every single point, but does cool it down somewhat. Contrast that with a ladle, where it doesn't cool it down at all, because there's no air which is going to cool it down. That's what I think that distinction will have to be put forth for the Ramah. Now, we just, as I said, scratched the surface. I don't want to go too far over time, so we'll stop over here. And then the next Thursday, we're going to start a whole new topic. Beginning of Perakira, Shehiya, Havzara, Hanoch, all that stuff, which is a new topic, which is based upon what we said until now, but it's really a totally different area. Okay.
whole boat.